We on? I think we're on. Okay. Fresh from walking up the stairs. No caffeine attached. Press play. Hardly any heavy breathing at all. And now we go back to the studio where this week's rant is dedicated to elements of Air One Mobility Wing. Tally ho. Oh, news. Yeah, we've got a bit of news for you. Back in the day, it used to be brought to us by Skippers at RPM, the family-friendly bar and restaurant. You can catch the TGIF every Friday with happy hour from 5 till 9. Live music, nibbles and acres of banter. Skippers is Friday, but no more on that later. What I can say, though, if you want to fill in this space with your doings, feel free to get in touch. In the meantime, we've got a bit of news coming your way, and this is entitled The Devil Position. You better believe it. Why? Because the Vatican's chief exorcist has claimed yoga to be satanic. Of course it is. Father Gabriel Amorth is 85. He's conducted over 70,000 exorcists in the last 25 years, and he states that yoga is the devil's work. I say, speaking that with wiggly fingers, yeah? You think you are doing it, I'm still speaking with wiggly fingers, you think you are doing it to stretch your mind and body, but it lends to oriental religions based on false belief of reincarnation. The High Priest of Purification also lends to the notion that Harry Potter wallows in the esoteric depths of sorcery and spells, and therefore is in cahoots with magic, which is the devil's fuel. Well, I'll be buggered, remarked Harry. As you wish, complied Father Amorth. While you're at it, get yourself a haircut. Yeah, it would be nice if we could play the whole lot, but I've got to get through this stuff, baby. There's a garden out there to be torn into. This is a 1996 number from Beck here, who is in fact a raving Scientologist, and said, yeah, can you get that? That's kind of like a little bit disappointing, isn't it, really? He said once about this song that it's really a simplistic metaphor for the evil of vanity. Bob Dylan said on his XFM radio show, I just thought you could dance to it, which, to be honest, I think would be far more entertaining. Old Bob into a bit of moshing shouldn't be missed, really. And regardless, what does this song that reached number 22 in the UK chart, 30 in the Canadian RPM Alternative and 94 in the US Billboard Top 100 got to do with this week? Absolutely nothing. But the fact that Beck Beer, or Beck's Beer, from Bremen in Germany, it became Beck's Beer this week in 1875 after partner Thomas May pulled out when they first brewed the drop in 1873. Get your head round that lot, if you will. It's okay, Beck's Beer. But also this week, in 1996, Michael Bentine legend, founder member of Michael Bentine's Putty Time and the Goons. He died age 74. Well, I would love to know what this week was. I've completely forgotten where we are in history. If you think it's this week, think again. Anyway, also this week, the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas imploded to make way for the Venetian Hotel. Oscar Wilde, on the other hand, said, "Either the wallpaper goes or I do." But that was 96 years earlier, and I believe the wallpaper is still in Le Hotel, as it is so artistically called, on the Rue des Beaux-Arts Avenue. Okay, what else we got here? Oh, this is nice. Left out to dry. This is about a student from Derby, which I don't know why in Cockney rhyming slang, your boat race, or no, your belly is called your Derby. If anyone knows the answer to that, please write in. Go big Derby on him. I don't know what that means. What's your Derby? Anyway, a student from Derby, she had to be freed by a fireman after getting stuck in a clothes horse. Easily done. Danielle Morgan, 18, relevant, was mucking about with her friends in the bedroom when she fell off the bed into the dryer. And when the pair couldn't ungrapple the stronghold the metal bars had on her neck, head and shoulders, they phoned a friend, also staying in Sir Peter Hilton Court Halls of Residence. And they said, "Well, I thought she was drunk. She must be drunk. She's stuck in there and everyone's just drunk. Oh, just so drunk. And they can't." But they couldn't. None of them could manage it. They came to it. No one could free her. Firemen were eventually called and had to use bolt cutters. And even more interesting, though, a fireman said that we see this a lot. They've seen lots of these things, but never this, said Danielle. They've never seen this one caught, you know, the clothes dryer. Obviously, they haven't been on watch in South London, where 10 firefighters were summoned by Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Woolwich to remove a ring from a man's willy when the old-fashioned soap and water grip failed. They also had to use bolt cutters on that. Count yourself lucky. But more astonishingly, though, the same fire brigade had to be called at no less than three cases of people caught in clothes horses this year. You're not alone, Danielle. They're dangerous things. In total, 417 people were caught in things from April 2010 to May 2011. Shows you how old this show was written. They range from a man in the child's car in iron boards, fingers in DVDs, kids in toilets, kids with heads in toilet seats, potties on the head. The list is endless. But the strangest thing you've ever been caught in. And we're not talking you, Father Armorth. So we have a tune. What are we talking about? I don't know. Let's have a bit of Boomtown Rat, shall we? It's a rat trap. You've been caught.
Time for the young bright lights. Just down past the gas rush by the meat factory door, the five lamb boys were coming on strong. The Saturday nights.
Right, you better believe it. Walk, don't walk. Talk, don't talk. I wish I had time to play that. Well, I don't, because I'm going to look, I've told you what's going on, but I can tell you that was number one in the UK charts this week, whenever that was, and had been for 2 weeks following its release in October 1978. Get your little brain cells around that, if you mind. It was the first, well, what was in punk new wave song to do so list of labels, I suppose. It also replaced Summer Nights, which had been languishing at the top for no less than 7 weeks. When the band performed this on Top of the Pops, they ripped up pictures of Olivia Newton-Bomb and John Travolta, who, just by chance, happened to be, and still is, another Scientologist. What is this, man? Scientologist week? Also, though, in 1978, this week, Canadian Nelly Furtado was born. Grange Hill, Top Gear, Little House on the Prairie. I worked with him. Nicest man in the world. And Rockford Files were on the telly. Midnight Express was in the cinema. Space Invaders were in my social club. And bacon was $1.20 a pound and 40 cents for a dozen eggs. What? What kind of languages are we talking? I don't know. All I need is a pint and a legacy, please, which I'll tell you about right now, because Hitler lived in London when he was 23 and liked nothing better than to have a pint in the pub. More of that coming in a minute when I turn the page. You push in that button, and that button goes LA. Walk to walk, walk to walk. Talk to talk, talk to talk. Walk to walk. I told you they said that, didn't they? Billy, take a walk with me, and they're telling him not to walk. What's all that about? It's a mess to make up the mind. Anyway, our mate Hitler, not my mate, your mate, my mate, I've just had that on toast with some blue cheese and out-of-date ham. Delicious. Anyway, Hitler went on to stay with his brother Alois in Toxteth, Liverpool for 5 months when he, Alois, sent money for his sister's husband to come over. That's him, I think. But Hitler took it instead. Oh no, that's not him. Hitler never had the money to escape the draft from the Austrian army. It's a true story, mate. Adolf had been hiding from the military for 18 months, so says Alois. That's why he came to me. He had no choice. As was revealed in Alois's sister's diary. Oh, no, no, that's Alois's sister. Which was discovered recently. When recently was, we don't know, because this was about 2011, I think. Anyway, the house he stayed in Liverpool isn't there anymore, as later on he sent a Fokker plane to bomb it. But he did spare the Post House pub, where he enjoyed said tipple, as we talked about. That's about all we've got time for this week. I didn't mention anything about Dude Talk. You can look that up. You can join us on the 16th of August for our next Dude Talk. Also got some cake sales as well going to a charity, mate. All proceeds go to breast cancer charity. We also got, what else is going on? Oh yeah, I've got a couple of books to sell. If you want to check out radioprimco.com and look on Durban's Bread page and or Towels from the Hip Mexico. And if you want to buy a book and have a laugh, or just go to the toilet and have a read and think, what am I doing now? Fantastic. In the meantime, keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radioprimco.com. We've got some rock and roll capers coming up next week. Right now, we're saying ta-da.
How good's your driving after you've smoked some dope?
Radio Primco.